Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And Custom Bath and Shower Solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys, what are we doing?
Oh, man, just wrapping up, getting ready to wrap up a Friday show. We've had a fun week. We started the week in Atlanta, Georgia at NASCAR. We went to Dallas to be part of a Cliff Harris Award over at the Star in Frisco. Did the show at his house. Again, back to Little Rock yesterday, the night before last, and getting ready to go to Tampa for SEC Media Days this weekend and next week, man. It never stops.
You guys are on one this week.
We
love
are,
love Cliff
man.
Harris. Love the pictures.
Yes, yes.
I saw Roger was very intense as Cliff was telling his stories. Very intense.
Roger was in heaven, man.
I was in cowboy heaven, bro. And then hearing Cliff talk about some of the stomping grounds in Hot Springs where he grew up and then where I did, obviously, and just go, wow, I've bonded with this Hall of Famer. It was a fun time.
What high school did he go to?
He's a good dude, too.
Went to Des Arc.
Des Arc.
Yeah, that's where Christian is from.
Des Arc, okay.
Well, he went to Des Arc.
Yeah, he went there his last year.
Last year,
it was
that's
his
right.
senior year. Right, his yeah. senior year, there was a fella down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, for those that may know, Q Byram Hurst. It was Q Byram
yeah,
Hurst.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
He and Cliff were going up against each other at Hot Springs High.
How about that?
Absolutely. And Cliff decided to go to Des Arc.
His son, Matt, is a fantastic athlete, too. Played football there.
Another good dude. Comes from good stock. He met a
great athlete.
Talked with Matt, met his wife, Kate, and then, of course, Cliff and Karen inviting us into their house. And they have not checked done any inventory in Cliff's office.
How was the coffee, Roger? How was the coffee?
You know, I didn't have any.
I didn't have
any that morning. I've had some issues. I think it's an iceberg lettuce issues that I've had.
Wow.
I do want to remind everybody, too.
Breaking news. Roger doesn't drink coffee anymore.
When we get through with Pat, we've got to do our Just a More Finish the Lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. And we're actually doing Pat, Joe Nichols' new song, C'est la vie. It's really, have you had a chance to meet Joe, Pat?
I think back in the day, but obviously very familiar with Joe. Sonny in 75, right? And
I think that's one of his, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. What's the other one, Roger? Broken Heartsville.
Yeah, Broken Heartsville's fantastic.
I think The Unstoppable was his first hit.
Unstoppable.
He does a duet with Justin Moore when they were both at what is the name of the town that we went to?
We went to
Alabama for a George Jones tribute, and George Jones did a song of a few good country boys out there, and he did it with Randy Travis, and so Joe and Justin are singing the Randy Travis and George Jones parts, and then Randy Travis comes up on stage. Is helped up on it's a fantastic duet. Justin does a great job on that, and I really like Joe Nichols. He's a good dude too, great singer.
So coming up, if you want to win two tickets to the this weekend, Pat, we've got the Great Arkansas Beer Rock City Margarita Fest.
I think we may have gave away our last.
Oh, is that it?
Let's not tease it.
Are you sure?
Let me go look. Let
yeah,
go
check
look.
On that. And
no, listen, the point, and there's nobody listening to The Zone about this stuff. Right? I mean, get some of this.
Yeah, to see if Phil's going to give his away. If not, we'll take him. It's Saturday at the State House Convention Center, sponsored by Oakland and Tito's Handmade Vodka. You've been to this before, Pat, 3,000 people.
Oh, it's a great event.
Yeah,
great event.
It is. Hey, Pat, so we've talked – we had Joe Klein this week. What do you think about the commitment of the big 6'11 kid who is going to reclassify?
I love it. You know, it's funny how Coach Cal continues to add to this roster, and a lot has been made over the last couple of years, and even Coach Muss was the same way, where they talked about, hey, I'm only playing 7-8 guys. And now you see Coach Cal stockpiling a lot of these guys. And I think a big part of that is now you get 5 years. And yes, you know, they make an NIL. So I think it's a little bit easier to talk to these players and say, hey, you can, in the new redshirt rule is beneficial because, or I guess there's no redshirt rule. Scratch that. So you don't have to be redshirted. You can come play in college, make your NIL, compete for minutes, and if you, we can use you. You know, you might play a few games in November, a few games in December, maybe work your way in January, February, March. So a lot of those rule changes, it's kind of interesting where now you have more options with these guys. And, you know, so Coach Cal's always been a guy where most coaches are like, I'm not promising you anything. So it's just, it's going to be interesting to watch who does emerge. Because when you get to March, obviously you can't play, you know, 12 guys. But you could play 10. Coach Richardson played, you know, 10 guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all mesh with each other. But he's got size. He's got obviously some talented guys in the backcourt. So I like it.
Yeah, it's
I mean, if I'm a fan Baz, I'm like, yeah, he can. I mean, he's not settled on anybody. Like, he's continuing to bring people in, and that's great for competition. And shows to me that he's not done. He'll bring in anybody.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, he the only thing about it, you know, he really preached about how, you know, I'm having to face guys that are, you know, got three kids and they're 25 years old and they're experienced and he acts like, you know, and so it's sort of going against that whole line of discussion that he would have. But hey, that's Cal. He's going to bring in, you know, super NBA talent. And listen, can he figure out a way to make them play well enough to get him to a national championship game? We'll see. And Cal, we trust for now. I think it certainly.
I'd love to hear that conversation where he goes from I've made $1 billion for people in the NBA to I win a national championship every year with my players. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Pat, are you going to pay attention to the World Cup this weekend, or are you tapped out on that?
No, I Messi, obviously, he's, from what they say, the best ever, which is wild that we're watching the best ever.
Yes.
You know, Pele, I was a youngster, so I didn't really get a chance to watch Pele.
Yes.
Who I always thought was maybe the best ever, but I think it's one of those times in history. Unless, you know, we're being prisoners of the moment, but they say Messi's the best, so I guess we're lucky to be able to watch the best soccer player of all time.
Yeah,
you have to watch, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in. I'm going to be with Bill Vickery Sunday, Roger, and Saturday, Pat, for SEC Media Day. So we're down there. So he's going to try to find a place down there. I imagine the large markets. There'll be some big watch parties here in Arkansas. Because there's a lot of soccer fans out
sure.
there, but yeah, I think you got to pay attention to it because it should be a good match.
I'll pay attention to it now this year, just like anything else, because we had a dog in the hunt.
Had a dog in the hunt.
A
he
little
says
further down the line, you know,
had a dog.
Today,
we did.
Something else. I mean, it's the best. If the guy's the best ever, you mean you got to pay attention to it.
That's right. That's exactly right. I agree with that. Today also, Pat, is National Tattoo Day. Does Pat Bradley have a tattoo? I don't recall seeing a tattoo on you of all the nights when you spent the night at my house.
I never got a tattoo. I was going to get a tattoo on my chest of a double-barrel shotgun on one side.
Shooting
a basketball on the other side of my chest.
Be so good.
Yeah, I just never could bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
Never could.
It's tough to pick out the type of shotgun you want.
I was in Vegas one night and almost got to points. I'm going to go do this in Vegas. And then I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And I figured my parents would not be happy about it. I'm 60, 50 years old and they still,
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? There's still a part of us that want to make sure, you know, how will our parents react on certain things like that?
Well, I'm blessed to still have parents. Yeah, it wouldn't be great to tick off your 80-year-old parents. It's good to go.
Go ahead, Pat.
I had a buddy of mine. I don't know if you guys ever remember. This is, I don't know, 30 years ago. It was sort of a lot of guys were getting the chain link.
Yes.
Tattoo.
Yeah. On
their arm.
Okay.
So, right, my buddy, he didn't have enough money to get it going all the way around his arm, right. So he had like half of a chain link going around his bicep, and he has since removed it. But I honestly, if I do get a tattoo, it's going to be on my neck or my inside of my forearm. It's the only two places I get it.
Baz is looking to get the male or the adult Razorback with three or four little piggies trailing behind it on the small of his back, which I think is pretty cool to get that done.
Listen, we
because y'all could pull it off, or you could both get HOFers. Because you're both in the Hall of Fame.
I tell you, we got some people that sent us Razorback.
You talking about the tramp stamp?
Yes.
Yeah. They have sent us their Razorback tattoos, and there's a couple out there. This one guy sent it, and it's big. It covers his whole thigh.
Yeah,
it covers his whole
God.
Thigh. That was the run through the AME. Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, my brother's got a tattoo on his thigh. He's got a couple tattoos, but one is on his thigh, and it's like nobody can see it.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just think that's why I go neck. I would go neck tattoo. I'll be honest with you.
Right on the jugular.
I thought about that too, Pat. But people, you and I do TV, and that not always is that.
Why you wear mock turtlenecks or something? And in the winter, you're wearing a scarf. Nobody's gonna know. Listen, how do they do it? What do they use? They use body sleeves or whatever.
Yes.
You know, in the movies, of course. Now they can use all kinds of stuff. But I would always thought if I ever got a tattoo, I wanted it to be the coolest one ever. You know, but sure. What could that be? I don't know what it could be.
Pat, I do want to thank Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter for sponsoring Pat. Yeah, we've been to Cabot Outdoors; they're good folks up there. And Bath Fitter, they've just posted some new pictures from our bathtub races.
Yeah.
Check it out on social media.
Pat, you don't do enough social media, Pat.
I know. I got to get back on it. You're absolutely right. I need to. I'm going to go heavy. That's what I'm going to do. What is this? July.
Why don't you take? Listen. 14, why don't you take 15? What's the term I'm looking for? Take a little piece of what Baz is doing.
Initiative.
Well, Baz does something every morning, and that has dovetailed into
Facebook Live.
Every event that he goes to. He does a Facebook Live.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that.
It would be awesome if you were to do one of those before you go into the studio, to do your
for SEC stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm going to start tweeting, Facebooking, Insta, TikToking.
Make sure to do that before,
like an animal.
Before 8 o'clock at night, Pat. By the way, Pat, did you hear Justin Moore got back? He's been
That's when I'm my most creative.
Justin just got back from rehab. He's been in rehab for 30 days. So he's back, and he's using his platform to encourage others.
Ooh.
And our buddy,
Justin Moore.
Justin Moore.
You don't listen to
rehab.
Yeah, he went to rehab for 30 days. Yeah, and of course, Tommy did.
Tommy
and
did.
Roger did. So we're calling our show and said, "Morning Man, Morning Rehab."
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So,
that's right.
But
and then after SEC media days, maybe a couple of other people.
That's probably why.
Why he didn't call me back at 3 a.m.?
Justin, probably so. He didn't have his phone for 30 days. But it's good to see him clean and clear, Raj, right? And he's focused and said he wants to use his platform to help others. He just said his drinking got out of control.
Yeah.
And he just said he couldn't beat it himself. So we're saluting Justin. He was in Green Bay last night. Salute. So anyway, I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I want to keep you in the loop on that. Yeah. So.
Now you're loopified.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Glad we got you on Friday. Thanks again to Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. And we'll talk to you
next week.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah. All right, boys. Love you.
By the way, next week, Pat, we've got the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, and Steph Curry's coming into town to be a part of that.
How about that?
He's a heck of a player, Steph Curry, isn't he?
Yeah. And there's a chance he might be doing a clinic this summer at Summerwood Sports, I mean, you had the opportunity. I don't know.
It's the golf tournament.
Is it Maumelle?
Fly in.
Maumelle, CC.
This Friday.
Come on.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, Pat. Come on in.
Do it.
All right, brother.
I'll do it.
Love you, man.
Count me in.